Good evening and welcome to our special Monday-Thursday service of communion and worship. This is a special sacred night for all of us, and especially in our church where we remember the Lord's Supper every time we gather. But tonight we remember that very night that Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room, the night that he was betrayed, which is the first major event of our church's celebration of Holy Week, Monday, Thursday. And we traditionally have a Living Last Supper service, and we are now under a stay-at-home order, and so we're broadcasting from the pastor's living room. But we did have, I've worked on technology, and I am still on a real learning curve with this, so we're going to broadcast the video of the Living Last Supper immediately following this broadcast tonight. But tonight we are going to share in a traditional communion service, and we're going to have some songs and a telling of the story of Scripture and a sharing of our communion. So if you'll just get your communion elements ready, whatever they might be, whatever you might have around to represent the bread and the cup, have those ready and we will partake of communion here together. And this will be a brief service, maybe about 15 minutes, and then we will post, as soon as we're able, we'll post the video online so you can watch the video of the members of our church reenacting the Living Last Supper. So as we get started, I'm going to have Nikki have our prayer as we open our time of worship.
If you'll join your heart with me in prayer. God of love, grace, mercy, laughter, we come into your presence this evening ever so humbled that you continue to call us by name and create a place for us. God, we ask that you remove those things that weigh heavy on our hearts this evening. We ask that you hold our sadness and our grief, our confusion and our isolation. God, we ask that you hold us in your hands this evening and take these burdens from us so that we may hear this story anew, that we may feel your presence and your spirit swirl amongst our lives and in our hearts. God, open us up this evening to experience your love and your grace. We thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to start by having some singing and a song that I associate with this night and the tradition of our church is the song In the Garden. We remember that it was on this night that Jesus went with the disciples. And Eden, come on up here and stand over here and you can join us in the singing. But Jesus went with the disciples in the garden to pray. And so this is a favorite song I know of a lot of us. Let's sing together In the Garden.
I came to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Song I know, and that's a special song that I think of this night. We don't sing that song often enough, do we? Eden, would you put that guitar back?
Mm-hmm.
And, but this is the night, as we remember, the night of the week of Passover. And this is, in fact, the week of Passover. We have friends that are celebrating Passover even now. And this was the very night of unleavened bread, as it says in the scripture, where Jesus and the disciples came together and gathered in the upper room, and they made different preparations, and they gathered there around the table, the scripture says, and they prepared the Passover meal. And the scripture says that when the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. And it says, Jesus said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one that betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going, as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he was betrayed. And then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. But we remember that it was the night that Jesus was betrayed, this very night, as described in the scripture, that Jesus first took the bread, and after giving thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, and he said, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. Then likewise, Jesus took the cup after supper, the scripture says, and says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And now, Nikki, the body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you,
and Canaan, the body of Christ broken for you, and the cup of new life shed for you. Broken for you, and the cup of new life shed for you.
And also for you, the body of Christ broken for you, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the cup of new life shed for you. Take and eat, take and drink. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. And as I mentioned, this was unexpected. This was a challenge for me. It made me realize my limitations today when I spent all day trying to get video technology worked on. But I am able to post the video on Facebook, and so I'll post that just immediately as we finish this service. So stay tuned and watch as we have a number of members of our church come together and reenact on Zoom the thoughts of the disciples. Not anything that comes out of the Bible, but just sort of a fictionalization of the different thoughts of the disciples around the table that night. But so glad that you can be with us and join us. And I'm going to get the kids to come back here, and we're going to sing one more song. Nikki, you can stay here. We'll sing one more song. And we'll finish out with a song that I think we all know, a communion song. It's probably one of the favorite or most popular communion song. So sing with us as we sing and we finish our celebration of Maundy Thursday, and then check out Facebook and you'll find that video here in not too long. The song is Let Us Break to Get Bread Together. That video. Thanks to everybody who joined us to make the video the other day, and we'll also have tomorrow morning a memorial service at 10 a.m. And we'll also have Good Friday service here on Facebook at noon, and then of course Easter Sunday 6:30, Easter sunrise service 9 a.m. is Crafts and Fellowship for Kids, and 10 o'clock is our main Easter worship service Easter Sunday. God bless, and we'll keep you in our prayers.